This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us, Flying the Flag. I played that. That's your guilty pleasure. Tell us about that.
I remember back in the day, this was, I forget what year it was, but it was part of Eurovision. And I remember at the time, Damien Nicholas was the music director, and he's a legend of Joy. And he added to the play to the daytime playlist, and everyone just loved it. It's such a kitsch sort of trashy song. It came last, but it's a massive favourite for the gay audience.
Absolutely.
And I know that when Scooch play the song at like gay prides in the UK, it just goes off. I thought, a bit of Scooch on a Friday.
And I love it. And that's what guilty pleasures are all about, just putting it that is. Song on the radio. Now, we're here for new music. Leo, what do you got for us?
Well, the big news, of course, everyone knows, Taylor Swift has announced she's got a new album coming out, The Life of a Showgirl, released on the 3rd of October. Now, I don't know about you, but Showgirl, when you say showgirl, who do you normally think is a showgirl?
You.
Our Kylie.
Kylie, yes. Kylie, I do. Right. I would think of Kylie, yes.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift is getting on the showgirl train. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Kylie has said today on Instagram that there's much respect and love for all showgirls.
Mm-hmm. Good on her. Good sport.
But, yeah. But a new album, 12 new tracks with a collaboration with Sabrina Carpenter on the title track. And this album is going to be produced by, Shellback and Max Martin, who do all those up-tempo bangers. So this album is going to be a pop dance album. And one of the tracks I've noticed is a track called Father Figure.
Oh, George Michael.
And wow, that's what I thought. Is that a cover of the George Michael song?
Mm-hmm.
But not. Anyway, if it is, hopefully she does it justice. But she is a marketing machine, this woman. She has released the track listing. The album is going to be on CD, Orange Glitter vinyl, Orange Glitter cassette. And she's also releasing 4 different variants on CD with matching themes and colour schemes. So you've got Sweet and Vanilla Perfume with the orange colour. It's Frightening, which is a dark red colour.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rapturous with an lilac colour. And it's Beautiful with a white colour. So she's launching this whole... It's like a big marketing thing with it. So, yeah, look out for it. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's going to be a bit crazy early October when that comes out. But, yeah, Taylor Swift is new, coming out.
New, sort of new, almost a rebrand.
Well, it's, I don't know. She just keeps, I don't know if she gets the time to work on new stuff. She's so busy.
She's probably got staff.
I mean, just have a break, love. Have a break. Anyway, first off, congratulations to Guy Sebastian. His album, 100 Times Around the Sun, has debuted at number 2
on the
ARIA album charts this week. But number 1 on the ARIA Australian album charts. He couldn't quite knock off the K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack, which I've got no idea what that's about. But right on, Guy, because it's really tough for a local artist to... and try and knock off these big international things, you know. So
well,
number 2 to go, which is amazing. But the first new track for you, it's a bit of a quiet week, actually. There's not much happening. But
hang on, I'm just going to put in some music underneath you because I reckon this is just for you. Just
ooh,
talk over the top.
Oh, no, I love the song, but not with Taylor Swift. Anyway. get rid of it. George Michael, Betty Who, which is an ex-Sydneysider, now based in the US. She's an openly queer bisexual woman making big waves in the US. This is taken from her new upcoming fifth studio album. A new track this week from Betty Who, Fabulous.
Leo, Fabulous. Love it.
Isn't that good?
It's really good from Betty Who. Well done.
Next up is Zara Larsson. This is the third single from her upcoming album, which is due out next month. It's called Midnight Sun, her fifth album. And this is a new track from the album. She's supporting One Republic in Australia in February. This is Zara Larsson with Crush.
I was about to ask you, didn't she have a song called Crush? But no, that just had Crush in the words. It was a crush.
I don't know. But yeah, that's new for her. And if you like Zara Larsson, make sure you get a ticket for that One Republic gig in February because she's supporting them, which is going to be amazing. Now, I know there's a massive Girls Aloud fan base in Australia. Fan base. And they're very popular with the gay audience. And Girls Aloud are about to unleash the upcoming 20th anniversary of their album Chemistry. And this is going to be a 3-CD deluxe edition with unreleased tracks, rarities, B-sides, remixes. There's also two vinyls, a picture disc and a pink vinyl.
All you Girls Aloud
fans, make sure you head on the website girlsaloud.com to pre-order those. But this is a much-loved track for the fans. It's been remixed. This is sort of new for Girls Aloud. This is Singapore.
Oh, typical Girls Aloud. Love it. I think it's great. Off to Singapore.
Well, I was in Singapore in 2023 and I had a great time.
Oh, it's a fabulous city.
It's so clean and you feel really safe and it's beautiful and huge. It's lovely.
And lots of fun.
Heaps of fun. Heaps of attractions and stuff. On my YouTube channel this week, Sound Museum AU, there is a throwback interview with the Spice Girls. Another highly throwback, and a Pet Shop Boys deluxe box set unboxing.
Oh, fantastic. I love Pet Shop Boys. Their latest album didn't get much airplay, which I was a bit disappointed about.
It's a great album.
Good.
Pet Shop Boys. But onto our throwback this week, Ron. Now, I know you're doing Guilty Pleasures, but this is a bit of a power ballad for your Friday.
I've got the sting ready.
And this was number one in Australia back in 1996, this week.
Wow.
Back in 1996, written by hitmaker Diane Warren and produced by the legendary David Foster. So you know it's going to be a massive, massive song. Taken from her album Falling Into You, this is one of Celine Dion's most successful singles, selling over 5 million copies worldwide, also hitting number one in the US as well as Australia and top five worldwide. Can you guess what it is?
Is it Because You Love Me?
It is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Titanic for a minute.
Because I Love You, Juan. Because You Love Me.
We love you too, Leo Stubbing. And where can we catch you?
Well, all over social media. So I'm Sound Museum AU on YouTube, my podcast. I've got new episodes coming in a couple of weeks, but more on that in a couple of weeks. But also on YouTube and TikTok, Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic, Leo Stubbing. I'm going to press this button. We'll catch you again next week here on Drive. Thanks, Leo.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.